to order. Confirmation of a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Okay. First item on our agenda is the consent calendar. Is there anyone looking to pull our item? Being none, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
There's a motion and a second for approval. Any objection? Okay, it passes. Next, we will go to state programs. And the first item is allocation of fiscal year 2012-2013 Transportation Development Act funds and state transit assistance funds to VTA and AC Transit. And this is MTC resolution number 4061 revised and resolution 4062 revised. Cheryl.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Cheryl Chi. I'm presenting resolutions 4061 revised and 4062 revised to allocate approximately $100 million to VTA and AC Transit. These are, as you said, Transportation Development Act and State Transit Assistance Funds. And the allocation to VTA represents about 28% of their operating budget. I am happy to take any questions, and I ask that the PAC refer resolutions 4061 revised and 4062 revised to the Commission for approval.
Okay, any questions? Okay, there's a motion to move the recommendation. Is there a second? And a second. Any objection? Okay, it passes. We will now move to our federal programs, and the first is the 2013 Transportation Improvement Program and the Federal Air Quality Conformity Determination for the 2013 TIP. Cherie.
Morning, Commissioners. My name is Shisha Devasin, and I'm at MTC's Programming and Allocation Section. This is an informational item. Staff is recommending the postponement of the adoption of the Draft 2013 Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP. The 2013 TIP and accompanying air quality conformity analysis were released for public review and comment on June 22, 2012. MTC held a public hearing on July 11th, and the public comment period closed on August 2nd. A summary of the 2013 TIP comments received and staff's responses are included as part of your packet as Attachment A. The change in schedule is being made in response to public comments that suggested that the TIP, a short-range programming document, should better align with Plan Bay Area. Staff will continue to the draft 2013 TIP development process through the fall and winter and make necessary changes as a result of the adoption of the Plan Bay Area. This extended schedule will offer additional opportunities for public review. A project that is included in the draft 2013 TIP and received advance public comment is the Dixon's West B Street Undercrossing Project. Staff's response is included in Attachment A, and a letter from the Solano Transportation Authority related to the project is included as Attachment C in your packet. As background, the Dixon Undercrossing Project is currently included in the 2011 TIP, and the Solano Transportation Authority has approved additional funding for the project through the One Bay Area Grant Program. As STA has followed project selection process that is consistent with MTC's Resolution 4035 and the TIP amendment procedures, staff proposes to add the OBAG funding into the project through an administrative modification. Because of the comments raised, staff is bringing this to the Commission's attention before taking the administrative action. In closing, staff is postponing the adoption of the draft 2013 TIP and is providing this as an informational report. Thank you. That concludes my presentation. I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Again, this is an informational item. Is there any commissioners' comments? Seeing that I have a number of speakers this morning on this item, I think it's Ginger Emerson. And she will be followed by Gary Ramfield.
Good morning, commissioners. Oh, my goodness. My name is Ginger Emerson, and I am here today representing the Old Town Neighbors Group from Dixon. We are in opposition to staff's proposal to add the One Bay Area funding for the West B Street project through an administrative TIP modification. Contrary to comments in the letter from the executive director of the Solano Transportation Authority, there is not wide public support for the project. The petition with 619 signatures that was included in your packet refutes Mr. Hall's claim. That sampling collected on two occasions is by far the most accurate indicator of the community's sentiments regarding the undercrossing. We would also point out that other STA responses to public comments at your July 11th meeting are inaccurate. First of all, in regard to safety concerns, the area at Pitt School and Porter Roads that should be served by another project, the proposed overcrossing at Parkway Boulevard, is far more dangerous. Just this summer, three young people were killed in that general vicinity. Contrary to Mr. Hall's response regarding the Parkway Boulevard overcrossing project, it was never intended as a long-term future project. Public record confirms that the overcrossing was supposed to be in place prior to the opening of the new high school in 2007. And if, as Mr. Hall suggests, the B Street undercrossing is unrelated to an eventual train stop, then any perceived safety issues at that location could be addressed with the installation of crossing arms. Is that time up?
You need to wrap up.
Okay. I just wanted to close by adding that, contrary again to Mr. Hall's assertion, there is no posting at Dixon City Hall of STA meetings that pertain to projects in our locality.
Thank you. Next speaker is Gary Rumfield.
Thank you. I, too, wish to speak in opposition to the Dixon Pedestrian Tunnel Project. In response to Mr. Hall's letter that you have in your packet, my comment originally by public hearing and by letter, email, that the tunnel itself would introduce track crossing safety issues by diverting pedestrians who do not want to use the tunnel. And this would include parents with children who might be going to school, and we've talked to many of them, and elderly people, to two of the nearby grade crossings for which there is really no provision for pedestrians, but this would be a preferable choice for many people in this area. Mr. Hall's response does not address this comment, and these two other crossings are very close. They are within eyesight, very tempting for people to walk to those where they have now crossing guards at the pedestrian crossing. Item 3.5 of his comments, the future plans, my comment was future plans repeated by proponents many times is to use the tunnel in the future as access for some future train platform with the addition of stairs and or elevator. Mr. Hall's response claims that this is a separate project independent of any future train station platform. That may be what the official position is on the application paperwork and what various people are saying officially, but it is not reflective of what proponents have said in public. Any future use of this tunnel for access to a train platform would seem to obviate its use as a pedestrian crossings for security reasons. And then my final comment is to make this administrative TIP modification and effectively fast-track this project is exactly the kind of thing that seems to discourage, I'm almost done, discourage citizen input. This, to single out one project out of literally hundreds of projects in the nine-county Bay Area to put on a different track is exactly this kind of example of this kind of practice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Ellen Smith, followed by Shirley Humphrey.
I'm Ellen Smith. I live in the Old Town District of Dixon, and I sent a letter in before the deadline It was not included in your packets. I'm very upset about this.
Thank you. Next speaker, Shirley Humphrey, followed by Jack Batchelor.
Good morning. It's nice to see you people. On July 31st, I submitted a letter with comments on the West B Street undercrossing in Dixon. I also submitted 16 pages of comments that had been in the local papers. Unfortunately, that letter wasn't included in your packet. But I do have a letter from Karen Hughes, saying that she had received it. So I guess what happened was you didn't get the faxes that we sent. So perhaps those could be found and given to you. Over and over, the proponents have talked about the future of this tunnel in Dixon as an access to the future train platform, which Union Pacific has said will not be considered for at least a decade. I actually bought stock in Union Pacific so that I could talk to them, and they're not planning on a train station there anytime in the near future. Almost $700,000 of this developer impact fees have been borrowed from Parkway, which is a much higher priority. People in Dixon really want Parkway. We have a real mess we have, and you're borrowing $700,000 from that. The city has said that it will return the money to Parkway from gas taxes. This will take 2-3 years. That's too long. The Parkway Boulevard is a much higher priority than the West B Street undercrossing. Mr. Hall is proposing to adding funding through administrative TIP modification for 2011 to 2012. If there's money left over, those funds should be returned to the state, or they should be made available to all nine counties so that you could actually have a call for proposals and get the best project. And we have made many requests to our mayor and to our city council. We have asked for community meetings to talk about the West B Street undercrossing because it's a real controversy in our town. I'm a community development graduate from UC Davis. I really believe in the process of community input, and I hope that you will listen to us. This project needs more discussion locally. In fact, we haven't seen Mr. Hall and Dixon as a citizen or any meetings in a couple of years, so please make sure that you don't fund it and that you give an opportunity for the community to have input in this very important project. Thank you.
Thank you. I apologize, Mr. Mayor. I did not realize that you were Mayor Dixon. So, Jack Batchelor, the Honorable.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm here today to ask you to move forward with the administrative addition of the for TIP. Just responding real quickly, the Parkway Boulevard Great Separation is and continues to be one of our top priorities amongst the City Council. Unfortunately, yes, we did have an accident at Porter Road and Pitt School Road. However, it needs to be said that even if the Parkway Boulevard Great Separation was constructed, that would not have prevented that accident. The Parkway Boulevard Great Separation connects Highway 113 South to Pitt School Road. Porter Road is further west of that intersection. However, it was a tragic accident. Moreover, we've had two deaths at the Great Separation by various trains. We have 34 Capital Corridor trains going through the city every day, plus Union Pacific. This goes back to 2004. It was vetted through the community. It was given support. There was a decision to do a tunnel versus an overpassing because of maintenance and ADA requirements. This continues to be a top priority with Dixon, with our school district, and I urge you to move forward with the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Our final speaker is Daryl Halls.
The one and only, I guess. Daryl Halls, Executive Director of Solano Transportation Authority. My name is on the letter, and actually the letter was in response, I think, to questions from this committee. So just to be clear, we tried to respond to the public comments made at that meeting, so that's where our comments were focused. As the mayor indicated, in our view, this project has been vetted through the local process. Obviously, there's different opinions. A lot of the same individuals were at our board when they acted upon this item. They probably were at the city council as well. So I don't think the issues are new issues. The way we view the project is it has a very important safety element. It was viewed as part of several studies as a top priority because of the rail crossings. Dixon is dissected by the Union Pacific Railroad, goes through the heart of the community. This project will help address one of those crossings, not all. A parkway is an additional project in the future that we'll be working with the city on, but right now we have enough money to do this project. And so, as you know, there's limited dollars. We do have to prioritize which projects we're going to advance. This one meets a lot of the criteria that STA looks at in terms of safety, pedestrian, bicycles, schools. It actually is one of the top projects in about five different plans that we did independently with different advisory committees. So it is not like it's a new concept. We did try to answer some of the questions. I wasn't going to get into the details. We do support staff's recommendation. This is currently in the TIP. We had additional funding. This is just add additional funding so we can complete the project and it can go to construction. So happy to answer any other questions. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last speaker. I'll bring it back to the body. Again, this is an informational item. Commissioner Spearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly am supportive of this project, but I'm always amused at how governments criticize that we can't deliver projects quickly or on time, and here we have an opportunity to get a project done. The public, and I'm kind of disappointed to hear people from Solano County saying that money should go to another county. And this, and I noticed Mr. Campos sat up there when that statement was made. So I
look up under the table here.
The very important part to this is there is a lot of discussion about a future train station, and I think that a lot of the comments are really directed in that area. But this does replace an existing at grade. I mean, there's 100 to 150 crossings, and many children cross. It's a very dangerous intersection. This project has gone through environmental review, extensive public review of this project, several advisory committees, and it has been a project that's been on Solano County's radar screen for many years. So it's not a new project. Certainly recommend or support the staff's recommendation, and I think it's a very good project. We've got Union Pacific's approval and consultation with them. As you know, there's a lot of dangerous crossings throughout this whole system, and this just deals with one of those crossings, and certainly would hope that the commission would support this project. It's something that is going to serve that community in a very positive way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other commissioners? Any final words from staff?
Commissioner, I would just note to clarify, Attachment A does list the letters that we received, and just because of the volume of them, we didn't include them all as attachments, but we do have a web link that's shown at the top of Attachment A. If you go to that site, all of the letters in their entirety are located there, so I just wanted to make sure that that was clear.
Okay, there's no action, so we will receive the report, and we'll move to the next item. And this is a status report on the rescinded federal transportation appropriations earmark. And Craig?
Good morning. I'm Craig Goldblatt with the Programming and Allocations section, and I wanted to report to you on some earmark rescissions that are occurring in our area. Last month, the Obama administration notified the states that nationally, $473 million of unobligated funds from various earmarks throughout the country were going to be rescinded and reallocated to projects that could obligate the funds in a timely manner. And the deadline would be the end of the year, December 31st, 2012. The earmarks are from several appropriations acts from fiscal year 2003 through fiscal year 2006. And again, the states have till the end of the year to obligate those funds, or they would be lost to other states that would be able to reuse their earmark projects 100% in a timely manner. On Attachment A, it basically portrays the 11 rescinded earmarks in the Bay Area. Of those projects, all of them except five will be able to move forward using the current earmark, the project description that Congress and the President approved. However, five of them are not going to be able to deliver those funds, and that is on the staff report. And so Caltrans has asked the regions to identify alternate projects to be able to use these funds in a timely manner. Four of them are listed. There's a fifth project that didn't make it by the mailing, and that was an earmark that went to the city of San Jose for the Almaden Expressway pedestrian overcrossing, and that's going to be going to the San Fernando Street Enhanced Bikeway and Pedestrian Access Project. So MTC is working with the project sponsors to prepare TIP revisions this month to facilitate the obligation of these funds by the required deadline. And in the event that any of these sponsors are not able to obligate on a timely basis, Caltrans would be ensuring that the funds would not be lost to the state, and they would be using state programs to obligate those funds. So that concludes my staff presentation, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Commissioner Green.
You know, in your staff report, I'm looking at the purple sheet, it says seven of the projects, which I take it now as six of the projects, appear to be moving forward. And since two of those are in Alameda, well, actually four are in Alameda County, but give me a better sense of what appear to be moving forward actually translates into. I mean, are they moving forward? Is it just sort of a wish list, a mirage? Do you think they're moving forward? I'm looking at the school pedestrian safety in Alameda County and the Cherry Lynn Ashland streetscape improvements, as well as out in Dublin and at the port. I mean, how confident are you that they're actually moving instead of just appearing to be moving, sort of like a mirage?
Well, Caltrans has contacted all and discusses with all of the project sponsors, and they have to fill out a certification form signed by the Public Works Director of each of the agencies, verifying that they would be able to meet the deadlines. And additionally, the Alameda County Transportation Commission staff did call all of the Alameda County project sponsors, and they verified that they were going to be able to meet those deadlines.
Okay, so really appearing is sort of a soft word there, in a sense. The word appear is sort of a softer than than reality. They actually are moving forward. It isn't just that they're appearing to move forward. They are moving forward.
They're moving forward, and we're making changes in the TIP in order that they're going to be able to shift funds, you know, possibly to other phases, that they're going to be able to meet the deadline. So we're working with them.
Commissioner Wirth.
Thank you. I just had a quick question on the purple sheet and the white sheet. It looks to me like the Contra Costa projects, the one remaining that needs to be reallocated is this project in the city of Walnut Creek, and I assume that that's awaiting action by the Contra Costa Transportation Authority to affirm the movement. Is that why that doesn't appear as completed?
We just heard about that project. Well, there are three projects in Contra Costa, and we did get instruction from Contra Costa Transportation Authority staff after working with the sponsors that all three projects would be moved to the State Route 4 Summersville to State Route 160 project, and that was in consultation with the city of Walnut Creek.
Exactly. That's what I understand, too. So I just wanted to confirm that that's also going to be obligated to another federalized project.
Yes. So those all the three Contra Costa, those three earmarked projects that you have on the staff memo, they're going to all be moved to the State Route 4 project that is between Summersville and State Route 160.
Great. Thank you.
Any other commissioners' comments? This is another informational item, status update. So seeing none, we will move right along. Next is the California Transportation Commission update. Mr. Bachelman.
Morning, Commissioners. Alex Bachelman, Director of Program and Allocations. The CTC did meet in late August in Sacramento. There were a few items I would highlight. One is that the Port of Oakland did get approved a baseline amendment for $242 million in trade corridor funds for their outer harbor intermodal terminal. They'd been working with CTC for many, many months, so this was good news for that project. They expect to award a contract in mid-2013. There was also an allocation for the Presidio Parkway project. It was noted here that it was $49 million. It actually was only $19 million because one item was withdrawn at the meeting. We didn't catch that. And there were a few other allocations that I would note. $6 million of state-local partnership for the State Route 4 project, $40 million in state traffic congestion relief program funds for the BART extension to Berryessa, and also about $500,000 for a T project in San Francisco. So the Bay Area brought home a little bit of money. So that concludes my report.
Okay, any questions? Okay, seeing none, I have no public comments. So we will adjourn this meeting until October 10th, 10 o'clock, same place. We adjourn.